Good evening, Jacksonville. This is Brother Anderson from the Church of God, Seventh Day, in Mandarin. I'd like to thank Pastor Riley and the Elect Apostolic Ministry for this opportunity to speak with you this evening. My question for you this evening is, are you begging for a living? Are you living a better life than you ever dreamed possible? I want you to come back with me 2,000 years ago. The sun has just risen over the hills of Jerusalem, splashing golden rays of light on the awakening city. Already, the streets are bustling with people, and one of those people is a beggar. His day starts like any other day. Every morning, his friends or his family, they bring him out to the temple, the same temple that was once blessed by the Shekinah presence of God, the temple of the omnipotent, all-powerful God of the universe. And so his family sets him down near the temple gate. His useless legs are sprawled out in front of him. He has come to beg for money to make it through another day. He hasn't walked in 40 years. He can hardly remember what it felt like to walk. When you look into his face, what do you see? The lines and the creases, signs of a lifelong battle with misery, pain, and poverty. 40 years of despair written in his face. And so he sits there, helpless, in the gate, hoping to attract sympathy and perhaps a few pennies from the worshippers. As he sits there, after a while, he notices two men approaching. Their simple, inexpensive clothing reveals they're peasants, perhaps fishermen. There's nothing about the men to indicate they're special in any way. He quickly concludes that there's little to be gained from them. Having been a beggar for many years, he's become a pretty good judge of who has money to give. He turns his eyes away from the men to see who else might be coming. Suddenly, one of the men addresses him. "Look at me." The beggar looks up at the men. His hopes are lifted. "It's early in the day. Perhaps I can glean a few pennies from these common men. That would be a great way to start the day. Might encourage other people to give." The stranger continues to speak. "Silver and gold have I none." The beggar's countenance falls. Is this just another man with some words of sympathy and no money? He's heard it all before. He's about to tune him out when the stranger startles him. The stranger says something he has never heard before. "In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk." Suddenly, a power surges through his body. In astonishment, he's propelled to his feet. He can hardly believe what's happening. Tears of joy fill his eyes. He grabs the men and he hugs them, laughing, praising God with joy. He runs through the temple, leaping in the air. For 40 years, he has been waiting for this moment. He had given up hope. Now, in one moment, all of his life dreams have been fulfilled. His years of begging are over. He's no longer a beggar. He's a new man. I have good news for you this evening, Jacksonville. Jesus can make all your dreams come true in one moment. Don't ever give up hope. Are you begging for a living? Are you living a better life than you ever dreamed possible? This evening, I want to talk about 7 lessons we can learn from the beggar of Acts chapter 3. And I'm going to be talking about dreams this evening. Now, I'm not talking here about selfish dreams. I'm not talking about getting rich, becoming a millionaire. No, we're not talking the prosperity gospel this evening. I'm not talking about becoming rich and famous. Not talking about dreams of obtaining material possessions. I'm talking about our highest dreams, our noblest aspirations. Let me give you some examples. I'm talking about our dreams of making the world a better place, I'm talking about our dreams of sharing the good news of Jesus to a dark and lost world. I'm talking about our dreams of helping those who are needy and underprivileged. I'm talking about our dreams of feeding the starving children of this world. I'm talking about our dreams of ending war. I'm talking about our dreams of healing diseases. I'm talking about our dreams of encouraging those who are sad. I'm talking about our dreams of changing the world, making it a better place for all of us. And this evening, we're going to learn how to do this, ironically, from a beggar. We're going to learn 7 lessons about dreams. Lesson number 1 this evening is, learn to see your dreams. When the beggar saw the apostles walking toward him, what did he see? Did he see them as the answer to his fondest dreams? No. He was completely oblivious to who they were. He didn't recognize them for what they could do for him. He had no idea. Listen, around you are people. Around you are circumstances. And these people and these circumstances can make your fondest dreams come true. But there's one problem. We can't see these people for what they really are. We can't discern circumstances for what they really are. Why? Because we're depending upon our natural vision. We're looking with tunnel vision. When a bad circumstance happens to us, what do? We interpret it as a failure. We get bitter. We get discouraged. What we fail to realize is the greatest disappointments in life are often the stepping stones to life's greatest attainments. If the beggar had not been crippled for 40 years, he never would have received one of the greatest miracles in human history. His misfortune was a stepping stone to an abundant life. Think about this. How often have the people and events that could make your dreams come true passed by you without notice? We need to learn to see by faith and not by sight. We need to learn to see riches disguised in the common. People around us today may hold the keys to our greatest success in life. Events that we interpret as setbacks may have a higher purpose. Lesson number 1, then, is when disappointments and heartaches come, and they will come, don't focus on your circumstances. That'll only get you down. Instead, look up to your Savior. Lesson number 2 tonight. Your dreams are close enough to touch. Think about that beggar for a moment. The beggar was within touching distance of all that he'd ever dreamed of in life, and yet he didn't even know it. Close enough to reach and touch it, but he didn't realize it. The dream that Jesus put in your heart isn't beyond your reach. If it was unreachable, Jesus never would have put that dream in you. It's so easy to say, well, I don't have enough money. I'm not good enough. I'm not righteous enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not talented enough, not pretty enough. Forget it. My dreams are just out of reach. I'll just have to settle for a beggar's life. I might as well just stop dreaming and give it all up. But once you stop dreaming in life, you become little more than a beggar, scraping by on life's pennies when you could be living your dream. You see, our dreams are so close that we can reach out and touch them, but we just don't realize it. Because we keep looking at our own strength. We keep looking to ourselves for the answers. And the only answer we find in ourselves is no, you can't do it. We need to start looking to Jesus for answers. When you learn to see by faith, you'll begin to realize just how close you are to your dreams. You'll learn to look to the dream maker for answers. Lesson number 2 is, your dreams are closer than you think, close enough to touch. Lesson number 3 is, ask the right question. You see, the beggar was asking the wrong question. He was begging for pennies instead of asking for healing. He was asking the wrong question. He was asking, have you any gold? When instead, he should have been asking, have you any power to heal me? Have you any power to set me free? This evening, I want you to ask this question of yourself. Am I asking the wrong question? Are you asking for the little petty things in life? Are you asking for things of no eternal significance? Or are you asking for your dreams to come true? Are you asking for just enough to make it through another day? Are you asking for things for your selfish desires? Or are you asking for power to change your world? Are you asking the wrong question? Are you asking for money, wealth, fame, and riches? If so, then ask yourself if those things are really going to make your life happy. Do money, wealth, and riches bring happiness? Do they bring peace? Do they bring fulfillment? Do they bring love? I'm here to tell you this evening, there is only one way to find happiness, peace, and joy. Those are only found in a forever friendship with Jesus Christ. Jesus is the answer you've always been looking for. Jesus has everything you've ever hoped for. Jesus is everything you've ever wanted. Jesus can heal you. Jesus can set you free. Why ask him for pennies? Are you asking the right question tonight? That's lesson number three. Lesson number four is, think big. The beggar was thinking little, in small terms. His mind was narrowly focused on getting what he needed to make it through another day. He was looking for people with pennies. He wasn't looking for people to make his dreams come true. How about you? Are you thinking small tonight? Do you spend your time thinking how you make it through another day? Are your thoughts absorbed in the small trifles of daily life? So many little things to worry about. Paying the bills, grocery shopping, arguing with coworkers, fighting with the kids. We get so busy with minor details, sometimes we forget the big picture. We need to start thinking big. Take your mind off the daily hassles and gripes and complaints of life. Instead, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full into his wonderful face, and the things of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. God has big plans for you. He has big plans for all of his children. None of his children were destined to be failures or losers. He plans for his children to be the head and not the tail. Lesson number four is, think big. Lesson number five, realize who you are. Think about it. That beggar sat daily in the house of the omnipotent God of the universe. How ironic. Here we have a child of the omnipotent God laying impotent in his father's house. What a contrast. Who are you? How do you view yourself? Do you see yourself as a child of the omnipotent God? Or have you let life's circumstances beat you down and convince you that you're a beggar? You can freely choose tonight which one you want to be. Are you begging for a living, or are you living your dreams? It's your choice this evening. It's time to rise up and claim who you really are, a child of the omnipotent ruler of the universe. Lesson number six tonight is, what we need most is an encounter with God. You see, the beggar thought he needed money. He was thinking about his worldly needs, and he sought a worldly answer. He thought money would be the answer to his life's problems, but he needed something more than money. He needed an encounter with God. Too often, we look to others to solve our problems for us. We get married hoping that will solve all our problems. Or we look to our parents. We look to our children to solve our problems. We think we can improve our lives by begging, grabbing the attention of others, the sympathy of others, but it doesn't work. We can survive by begging, but we cannot thrive. God has something so much better planned for us. It's better than our highest dreams. Listen to what Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 2:9. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Now someone says, well, he's talking about the eternal kingdom. And yes, he is. But you know what? I think Paul is also talking about the life in the here and now. I think Paul was speaking of himself here. In fact, he was living the dream life. He was doing what he was born to do. He was turning the world upside down for Jesus. He was healing people from deadly diseases in Jesus' name. He was raising the dead in Jesus' name. He was preaching salvation in Jesus' name. He was living the dream. God has something big planned for us, but we'll never realize it without an encounter with Jesus. An encounter with Jesus will make us a new person. An encounter with Jesus will change your life forever. That's lesson number 6. Our final lesson this evening, number 7, is come to the temple to worship. The beggar came every day to the temple, but he didn't come to worship. He came to beg. What do you do when you come before God's heavenly temple? Do you sit on the doorstep and beg? Do you come to the temple to beg or to worship God? You see, it makes all the difference. When you come to the temple, do you come with a long list of I wants? Or do you come to praise him and honor him for who he is? Do you see our Father as a giant Santa Claus just waiting to dole out gifts? Or is he the omnipotent ruler of the universe, worthy of our praise and adoration? Listen, it was Peter and John who were coming to the temple to worship God. It was Peter and John who were filled with the power of God. It was Peter and John who were making the dreams of others come true. The beggar? Oh, he was simply taking from others and giving nothing in return. Once we realize our Father is worthy of praise, miracles will begin to happen in our lives. When you begin worshiping Father for who he is, you will find that he not only makes your dreams come true, but he will use you to make the dreams of others come true. Lesson number 7 is, come to the temple to worship him. Jesus said he came to give us an abundant life. Why not take him at his word? Let's read this promise in Psalm 37:4. The psalmist writes, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of thine heart. You know, Corrie ten Boom had a dream. It was a dream born in her heart in a Nazi concentration camp. You see, Corrie went through some extremely difficult circumstances. She and her sister Betsy were arrested for hiding Jews during World War II. They were taken to a Nazi death camp. Conditions in the camp were hideous, too terrible to describe. Betsy became ill, but shortly before she died, she relayed to Corrie her dream. Let me read it to you from the book, The Hiding Place. After roll call, we got Betsy back in bed. Her speech was slow and blurred, but she was trying to say something. A camp, Corrie. A concentration camp. But we're in charge, in charge. I had to bend close to hear. The camp was in Germany. It was no longer a prison, but a home, where people who had been warped by this philosophy of hate and force could come to learn a better way. There were no walls, no barbed wire, and the barracks had flower boxes in the windows. She went on, we must tell people what we have learned here. We must tell them that there is no pit so deep that he is not deeper still. What an incredible dream it was. Yet all the circumstances seemed unfavorable to that dream coming true. You see, Betsy died. Then something else unfavorable happened. You see, Corey was scheduled to die in the gas chamber. The command was issued that all women over age 50 were to die. And you guessed it, Corey was over age 50. But how many of you know that when your dream is Father's dream, nothing can stop you? I said nothing can stop you. A concentration camp can't stop you. A gas chamber can't stop you. Satan himself can't stop you. You see, a clerk in the office made a mistake. Instead of writing Corey's name on the execution list, as she should have, the clerk mistakenly wrote her name on the list of those to be released. And miraculously, Corey was released. And Corey came back to Germany after the war. And Corey was given a former Nazi concentration camp. And it was turned into a refugee camp. And later on in life, Corey traveled the world, living out the dream of hers and Betsy's. For 30 years, she traveled the world, telling people, there is no pit so deep that his love is not deeper still. Oh yes, God wants us to dream. He wants us to have great, noble aspirations. Stop settling for living off the tokens you get from others. Start looking at people and events through the eyes of faith and destiny. Stop asking life for mere pennies, or else that's all you'll ever get from life. Be who Jesus destined you to be. Live the life that he destined you to live. Jesus said in John 10:10, I came so they can have real and eternal life, more and better life than they ever dreamed of. Are you begging for a living? Or are you living a better life than you ever dreamed possible? God bless you.